Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Ken Astrup with the Jamestown Optimist Club. And Ken, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course, we appreciate you taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk. We're going to be talking about your upcoming spaghetti feed this Friday night. But I think first we should tell the listeners a little bit about what the Optimist Club is and what you guys do.
Well, the Optimist Club is a group of people in Jamestown that we get together every Thursday at noon at the KC's if anybody's interested in joining. An opportunity to take and find out what's going on in the community. We have a variety of different speakers come in on different topics. As an example, in the last couple of weeks, we had somebody talking about the program at the school, the resource officer program. We had another person come in and talk about the Imagination Library. So we try to bring in a variety of speakers to keep us informed as to what's going on.
Right, absolutely. So, and you guys, I believe you raise money for different causes, too.
Right. Our big thing is trying to raise money for kids, for the youth in the community. And we sponsor a lot of different activities. For an example, there's the upcoming bike safety event coming up in June that we work with Central Valley Health on that. We're one of the main sponsors. We give out just a ton of bike helmets to kids. And it's interesting when you take a look at the bike helmets, people says, well, what's the number one size that you get rid of? It's the little ones. Little kids that don't have helmets yet. As they grow up, they pass them down a lot of times to the younger brother or sister. So we do a lot of those. Yeah. Pretty involved with the Scouts. We try to do some donations for childhood cancer research. Okay. As I mentioned, Imagination Library. We're also big into sports. We've got programs that help sponsor the skating, gymnastics, golf, swimming, and wrestling for kids.
Excellent. Yeah, you very, very involved. You got your hands in a lot of different things then.
That we do. And we've got a pretty good membership base so that one person doesn't have to do it all. We try to spread it out with people, different members, kind of get their ideas, their expertise in different areas, and they get to be in charge.
That's awesome. Excellent. Again, Ken Astrup with the Jamestown Optimist Club joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. And one of the biggest fundraisers for you guys is the Optimist Club Spaghetti Feed.
Right. We have two big fundraisers, the Spaghetti Feed, and then in the fall of the year we do a $50 drawing. A raffle. But the spaghetti feed is really good for us, brings a lot of people in. Mm-hmm. And we've done it in conjunction with the sports show for over 30 years now.
My goodness.
And it's kind of fun Friday evening and people come in and eat you. Hey guys, take your wife out to eat so she doesn't have to cook.
Hey, that's the best part about it.
Yeah. And if you want, we're going to have some contests on KQDJ where you have an opportunity to win some tickets. So I'll be listening. Never sure just when they're going to go out. So you got to listen all the time.
Yes, sir.
But we take in, we utilize some of the clubs in town, the kids, different activities come and help us with some of the cleanup and dish duty. And awesome. So we get involved in there and gives us an opportunity to give them some more money then.
Absolutely. So, Ken, tell us a little bit about how the spaghetti feed goes. People show up. Can they buy their tickets at the door? Do they have to get them beforehand?
Oh, you can buy your tickets at the door. You can buy them from any Optimist that has them. Okay. I don't have any left, but I could get some more if somebody would call me and say they wanted some. Okay. But it's $8 for an adult, $4 for kids. And pretty good deal. And you get not only the spaghetti, but you also get salads and ice cream.
That sounds so good. And you have some I guess little facts about the feed. Lots of food and lots will be prepared Friday night.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, and a lot of times people think, well, this just comes off pretty easy. We'll start cooking at Friday at 1 o'clock.
Oh man,
we start doing. But we got to cook up 60 pounds of hamburger, 45 gallons of sauce, and you can have your choice of sauce with meat or without.
Awesome.
Or a lot of the kids don't want any sauce on there, just plain spaghetti.
The picky eaters, yeah.
Yeah. And then we go through 60 pounds of pasta, 60 pounds of romaine lettuce.
Great fundraiser for you guys. Like you said, one of the biggest fundraisers, including that in your raffle. Ken, if anybody has questions about the Optimist Club, they want to get involved with the Optimist Club. You said you meet every Thursday. What are some ways they can learn more about the Optimist Club?
Just come to Thursday noon at the KC Club. You come sit in on a meeting, and we'll buy you lunch. To come in and kind of see what we're all about and find out who's in the club and find out a little bit more details about what we're doing.
Excellent. Very good. And as you pointed out too, Ken has been part of the Sport and Rec show for more than 30 years and new this year, the Raptor show will be immediately after the Optimist Club Spaghetti Feed.
Yeah, that'll be kind of neat. They've had the Raptor shows in the past, but it's always been on Saturday and Sunday. And this year they're going to do one on Friday night. Like Warren said, right after we get done at 7 o'clock, the Raptor show will start. So you can come out for a really good spaghetti supper, tour and see what kind of new boat you want to pick up this year or other good items that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And then stay for the Raptor Show, which is really interesting.
It is. And it's free to get into the door. Of course, you do have to pay for the Optimist Club spaghetti feed, but you know that it's going on for a good cause for the kids in our community. Ken, anything else you wanted to throw out there about the Optimist Club or about the upcoming spaghetti feed?
No, just that they're both good. Great people in the Optimist Club and a great chance to go out for some good food.
I agree with you, Ken. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.